His business partner had been the one to rent the temporary space. Either Rafe hadn't noticed or didn't care about the dance school parked directly above. The offices were in an older part of Fool's Gold and had been built long before the invention of soundproofing. Rafe didn't seem to mind the noise that started promptly at 3 every single afternoon and went well into the evening. Dante, on the other hand, was ready to beg the nearest judge for an injunction. Now he got out of his chair and headed for the stairs. He made his way to the studio. He and whoever was in charge were going to have to come to terms. He had to spend the next couple of weeks working out the problems of the Shanghai deal, which meant needing access to his computer, contracts, and blueprints, some of which he couldn't take home. He needed to be able to use his phone in his office while speaking in a normal voice. He paused outside the door that led to the studio. It was as old-fashioned as the rest of the building, with frosted glass and the name of the business, Dominique's School of Dance, painted in fancy gold script. He pushed open the door and entered. The reception area was utilitarian at best. There was a low desk, a computer that had been old a decade ago, backless benches by the wall, and several coat racks. He could see through into the studio itself,